Wonder is the beginning of wisdom. Socrates. Hello, my fellow Stoics, and thank you for listening in to today's episode. There are four mental movements, so to speak, that pose a recurring challenge to our philosophical progress as practicing Stoics. These are explicitly listed by Marcus Aurelius himself, and he actually lists out four moods or four actions that we should avoid at all times. First, he lists, "It is a needless fancy," as he quotes. So, which is to say, you shouldn't dwell on certain things, these fancies, that don't directly relate to your nature as a rational, pro-social human being, such as pondering a delicious gourmet meal, pining after nice clothes, or worrying about something you said to someone years ago. While it isn't necessarily unstoic to have nice clothes and good meals, after all, this is, you know, we're practicing stoicism, not cynicism. A Stoic wouldn't dwell needlessly on pleasures or pains. If these thoughts do surface in your mind, which you don't necessarily have control over when things pop into your mind, it's good practice to pause and reflect on whether thinking about these things is really necessary and what doing so does to your character little by little. So, if you're constantly thinking about the next fashionable clothing brand or the next drop of Apple products or constantly thinking about traveling instead of being in your own world, in your own reality, those are the type of things that are fancies, as Marcus Aurelius would put them, that we should avoid dwelling on. These are mental things that we should avoid. The second thing that he lists is antisocial behavior. And this is a big one for the Stoics, as arguably there's an entire discipline of action within the Stoic philosophy, which deals with how to be social in the sense of being helpful to other human beings who are all members of the same global society. At a minimum, you should ask yourself whether what you're about to do or say is detrimental to a harmonious social life. Even better, you should even consider whether it will be a net positive, no matter how small it could be. For example, one of the common activities in conversation is to gossip with people, speaking ill of people who are not there. Do you honestly think that's going to improve human relationships? If not, then abstain from it. And that's a big practice that I think all of us should really give a try. The third thing that Marcus Aurelius lists is, does it come from your heart? Meaning, do you really believe what you are saying or doing? Or are you just saying or doing it out of inertia or out of impulse because you are bored or perhaps because you are sheepishly following the example set by other people? Or worse, maybe it is in order to gain a personal advantage by insincerely flattering somebody. None of these motives will be good for you or for others. Neither are countless other examples that could be added to this list. You really have to ask yourself when you are doing certain things, does this come naturally or authentically from myself? Now, that is obviously a very difficult thing to ask ourselves sometimes in the moment, because sometimes we do things impulsively. For example, if you are a people pleaser, it can be difficult to catch yourself in that particular moment. But over time, you have to, as a Stoic, consistently catch and question these judgments that you have, these impulses. And the feelings associated, you obviously cannot control, but you can control your judgments about them and your impulses and question, why am I doing this? And then again, that thing that Marcus Aurelius points to, ask yourself, does it come from my heart? The final thing that Marcus Aurelius lists is, don't do things that are contrary to right reason, just because your body has urges that push you in that direction. You should be the one in charge, not your unchecked desires. This isn't a suggestion never to do anything pleasurable, not even the cynics abstained from food and sex, but rather a reminder that you don't want to do something you will regret just because you were acting mindlessly. This applies to similar situations as lusting after someone even though you are in a committed relationship, or eating or drinking too much. As Marcus Aurelius says, these are the four common issues that are likely to slow down our philosophical progress as practicing Stoics, which is why it's a good idea to be on the lookout for them in the course of our daily practice as we want to become better Stoics. So, my fellow Stoics, I encourage all of you to take a few moments to reflect on these things that Marcus Aurelius gives us that will help us progress further. The first is needlessly thinking about unnecessary things, antisocial thoughts or impulses, insincere thoughts or actions, and giving in to physical urges. Always question what you're doing. Always test your mental impressions. Catch and analyze your judgments over why you do certain things. And over time, what you realize is that this practice, what you're doing, is actually part of the discipline of ascent. And to ascent is, in the Stoic philosophy, is that after you've practiced the discipline of desire and action, you then go into ascent, which is you are getting better and better. You are instilling good behaviors, good habits. So when life happens and you don't have time to actually think about certain things, you have instilled good desire and good action within yourselves that you naturally fall into a normal rhythm of being a good Stoic, a good practicing Stoic. You are naturally assenting to the Stoic philosophy. But you have to practice. And that practice comes from questioning yourself at all times. So you question yourself enough so that then you can catch yourself and stop needlessly thinking about unnecessary things, or being antisocial, or being insincere, and giving in to your physical urges. And the discipline of ascent is really just the send-off discipline for the Stoics. That is part of the Stoic philosophy, or the discipline of ascent in the Stoic philosophy. So, my fellow Stoics, again, I encourage you all to review these four moods, as Marcus Aurelius would say, that were difficult for him to manage. And I believe that focusing on that within yourselves can make you a better practicing Stoic. Thank you for listening in. If you enjoyed the podcast, please leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts. It really helps out the show. If you would like to check out Stoic Sage merch or read the blog, please go to stoicsage.co. Also, give us a follow on Instagram and Facebook, and I wish you well, my fellow Stoics, on your path to sagehood.